I saw this last week. It was on Fortune.com, and a lot of the information came from Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. You hear Patrick referenced quite often in news. We've talked with Patrick before, and we often reference with Gas Buddy some of the pricing and reasonings why things are as they are. And there's a lot involved, why gas prices are where gas prices are. Combination thereof. Everyone would like to point a finger of blame at this person or this political reason or that political reason or an oil company or a gas, you know, things like that. Patrick DeHaan addresses quite a bit, along with Jay Hatfield, the Chief Investment Officer of Infrastructure Capital Management. So here's the I could not read this whole article to you in time. I'll give you some of the highlights.
Okay.
First of all, some of the politics and the presidency. So Patrick DeHaan says he thinks that President Biden gets wrongly blamed for most of the increases in gas prices. However, he says that the president is contributing to the problem with what he calls an open hostility toward the oil and gas industry. Well, so there's your combination of not all his fault, but some of it is.
Well, first day in office, he shut down part of our infrastructure for oil and gas.
A lot of the imbalances in the market were started because of the abrupt shift in consumer behavior during the pandemic, Patrick DeHaan says. We heard a lot about that. You know, demand went down.
Right.
And then in 2021, oil companies started to increase production again, but given a lot of the supply chain kinks that were developed, and in fact, that they had laid off thousands of workers because, like a lot of companies, the work wasn't necessary. It's just that companies weren't in position to instantly turn the capacity back on. You're hearing about that, trying to play catch-up, and it's just difficult to do. Russia does play a part, Patrick DeHaan says, even though the U.S. imports a tiny fraction of its energy needs from Russia. The interconnected nature of the global energy market leads gas prices in the U.S. to go higher after the invasion of the Ukraine began, and Russian supplies became affected because of all the sanctions that the world was putting on.
Right, and there was less going to the European countries, et cetera, from Russia, so therefore we tried to help them out.
And, yeah, in fact, from the European standpoint, DeHaan says the European aggressive pursuit of a green energy strategy that involves the transition from coal, nuclear, and natural gas made it increasingly reliant on Russian natural gas itself. And with that in mind, with the lack of alternatives, the U.S. actually did some shipping of natural gas in the first 4 months of this year to the European community, which actually led to higher fuel prices, too. And DeHaan basically says it was Europe's energy crisis that was also a factor in the prices that, again, because of the global interconnectivity, that we suffer. Interesting comment here from Jay Hatfield, again, the Chief Investment Officer of Infrastructure Capital Management. He says that if President Biden had followed a similar policy that Europe was following, rapidly phasing out natural gas and other energy alternatives. He says as much as the U.S. is talking about doing that, we're not on the fast track as much as Europe is. He says gas prices could even have been far worse in our country. So there's the back and forth with, again, of the politics of the game that gets played. And, of course, when you're the president, you know, you're going to get sometimes the blame and sometimes the notes of support and effort. So one more thing in all this. Price gouging is talked about. We've heard from people who have accused oil companies and things like that, you know, taking a lot of profits and, you know, gouging. I still say, look, price gouging is illegal. If you can prove it, then prove it.
And if they're legally gained profits, well, then maybe they need to take a look at some type of a temporary excess profits tax or something.
Well, the problem with the consideration of oil companies goes to this. It says here that oil companies, unlike retailers, don't set the price for their product. Now, Patrick DeHaan says oil companies are price takers, not price setters. Oil companies don't decide prices. They sell at the prevailing market price, which is born out of supply and demand. In fact, he makes a comparison to the housing market. DeHaan says, am I a price gouger if I sell my house at the prevailing market price when the market price for prevailing houses is high? No, it's the market that decides the price. So that's an interesting comment there. And there is the mention of the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline as a factor, too. As DeHaan says, While it was just one pipeline that was canceled, it was really canceling all pipelines.
Yeah, it was the first domino.
Yeah, because federal government support is necessary for pipelines being done in this country. And when you would shut down one, the oil companies figure that what's next. Mm-hmm. So, and some of the other regulations that makes it impossible to build a new refinery in the U.S. In fact, what are we hearing? We haven't had a new refinery built since like 1970-something. Isn't that
really
that you're hearing, something like that? So the consensus is the worldwide interconnectivity that we deal with, European gas prices, Russians' invasion of Ukraine, and the president getting credit for doing some things, also getting blame for doing other things. Combination thereof. Take that for what it's worth. This was in Fortune.com. A lot of people are going to accept. A lot of people are going to say, nope, I think it's this reason more than one another. And that's fine, too. What it all adds up to right now, though, is the fact that right around $5, give or take, in the immediate area, you're going to find the average price of gas. Although what AAA says, the official average price in Michigan, I think, is, what, $5.11 for the last average. Remember, it's always average that we talk about.